Because freedom and liberty are not a spectator sport. We welcome you to Movers and Shakers with Stacy Ann, broadcasting and webcasting and defending liberty guaranteed by our Constitution. And now here's Stacy Ann.
It's so good to be along with you on this first podcast, Movers and Shakers with Stacy Ann, as we go into the holiday weekend celebrating our Independence Day. And of course, for those of us here in the great land of Oregon, we've been celebrating a few days now of liberty from the mask, right? It's been kind of an interesting time in our life, and we have been celebrating in a great way here in our own home, the Pollard House, which I'm broadcasting this podcast from. So excited to see how this has all come together. And you may or may not know that I will still have a radio show on Saturday. You can listen to it at 11 a.m. Pacific Time Saturdays at KSLM.news, or you can listen on the radio dial 1220 AM 104.3 FM. But I'm going to try to do as many updates as I can via the podcast. Now, I am excited because there's lots of opportunity, lots of ways that we can get this message out. And as I learn and grow through this process, I trust that movers and shakers just like you will learn and grow with me. My goal really is that we can continue to educate, empower, encourage one another, and really kind of spur each other to engage in the process, to be educated, well-rounded citizens that participate. Because liberty is not a spectator sport. It does take you and I really thinking globally but acting locally. And what can we do to engage and make a difference? I want to thank my sponsors of today's show, Country Financial with Bill Sunderland. If you have any insurance needs or financial planning needs, get a hold of Bill Sunderland, Country Financial, Sunderland Agency. Give him a call at 503-885-0789. And also a thanks to Capital Pawn. Capital Pawn offers upscale value shopping in a friendly environment with a focus on sustaining the local community. They're family-run, family-friendly pawn shop and loan shop here in Salem, Oregon, located on the busiest street in South Salem along Commercial. For more information about Capital Pawn, go to cappawn.com or give them a call, 503-385-1394. My new website is moversandshakerswithstacyann.com, and there you'll find all kinds of updated information and links to community resources and content of what's going on. Also, you'll learn a little more about the services and things that I like to offer in regards to facilitating trainings and coaching on leadership assessments. Certainly, as we work together to raise the constitutional awareness and IQ in our community and throughout the region, even nationally, as we work towards 2022 and a better result in elections, right? One of the questions that's come up, I've seen both on online formats and as I talk to individuals, there's many of you that are still struggling because you're employed by corporations who are requiring you to continue to wear the mask or get the vaccination or prove your vaccination. I will maintain it's unconstitutional, both Oregon Constitution and the state Constitution, for them to do this. And I think that we need to continue to stand and push back. And if you need some help, certainly I'm going to put some resources on my website where you can go and click on those and find out how you can get more education, understand what you need to do to inform your employer. Because certainly under religious liberties, freedoms, there's ways, conscience, there's ways not to have to be forced into doing something you don't want to do. And as with anything medical, when you're making these kinds of decisions, it's important that you be informed, fully informed, knowing what you're doing, making those decisions is so critically important. Now, when we talk about liberty and what's going on this weekend, there's lots going on this weekend. In Salem here, Oregon, there's new fireworks other than I know in Kaiser at the Volcano Stadium at the baseball game. They're going to do some fireworks there. Of course, we know the St. Paul Rodeo continues on, and there's going to be some great, great fireworks all around, and certainly in Independence. And I remember as a young girl at getting our blankets and our picnic and going on over to Independence, Oregon, setting up in the park and watching the fireworks. So whatever you're doing to celebrate this weekend, take some time to give thanks. Certainly reach out to your neighbors and smile, 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 and make sure you compliment people on seeing their smiles as well. And an opportunity to catch up with Heather, and I want to share this interview with you now.
I'm excited to share with you, friends, my newest friend, Heather. She goes by Heather Ruger on Facebook. She's here in the studio, and I've asked her to come and tell her story because I think you'll be incredibly inspired by her and what she's walked through over the last year. Heather, let's just get some background about you, kind of who you are, what you do, and kind of how you got started in this whole activism part of your life. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, my forte is pretty much advocating for business freedom, both for freedom from businesses and freedom for businesses. And as business owners, I believe that, you know, we should be able to be open about our political views. And that's actually my story. My background is I was doxxed for being conservative. My personal information was posted to local and national hate groups. I was smeared as a racist. I was fired from my job. Like, I was dragged through the mud. I mean, I was able to get back up and keep doing what I do and even involving political activism in it as well.
And the interesting thing about that whole story for me is that what the enemy, in a sense, intended for evil and to come after you and cancel you, in a sense, has actually propelled you to have more influence, impact more lives, and bring others into that arena of getting active, getting engaged, and getting involved. That's really what this show is about, is how do we become movers and shakers in our community? And in a sense, it's like thinking globally but acting locally. What would you say to others around you, they're like, I just don't know what to do, or I don't know what to write, or what kind of advice would you give them?
Well, I would say my life's motto now is go to everything and talk to everyone, because you don't know who you're going to run into, who you're going to meet, and don't be shy about what it is that you want to accomplish. When you are talking to people, tell them what you want and what you need, and the people who believe in you will invest in you. It's just about taking the initiative and running with it.
And you really have done that. You've had a chance to go to some trainings. You just got back last month from a women's conference. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, it was the Turning Point USA's Young Women Leadership Summit. There's trainings, there's workshops. There's also speakers that spoke at it. Kaylee McEnany spoke at it. Mm-hmm. Candace Owens spoke at it.
You even met Sarah Palin. I was so envious of you. You got to get your picture with her. She's amazing.
My hand was shaking when I was getting the picture, and I was like trying to get a clear picture.
It was a great picture. You did a great job.
Thank
inspiring
you.
Them. So they were equipping, they were inspiring, you were networking, all of those things. And you have a couple things coming up that you're organizing. You're organizing Business Summit, right? Freedom Business Summit. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, my Business Freedom Summit for conservative business owners to attract conservative customers. Mm-hmm. Well, also, just to kind of a networking event, but also to show conservative business owners that they can operate freely and know that they have support, because they have loyal customers lining up for them. Another thing that I have going from the Young Women's Leadership Summit is I was able to connect with the director of Leadership Institute, and we have a confirmed date for August 14th for Leadership Institute to come out to Eugene, do a activism workshop training. If you find me on Facebook, Heather Ruger, and message me about it, I can send you the link so you can register. Anyone that attends needs to register.
And we'll put a link as well on our Movers and Shakers with StacyAnn.com website where you can as well, and on my Facebook to promote it, because I think it's just these kinds of networking and training opportunities on how can you be active, what can you do, is so extremely important. And then in the fall, you're working towards something pretty incredible. I'm pretty excited to hear about this, and you've been fundraising to bring Candace Owens to town, right, to the Pacific Northwest, right?
Yes, yes. I've been fundraising. I'm at about 6,000 so far. We need we need about another 24,000, but I think it's a reasonable goal. We have the tentative date for October 27th for Charlie Kirk to come to Eugene. I've been tasked with, as the president of Eugene Turning Point USA, which you can also find that on Facebook as well, I've been tasked with finding a venue, church, that can hold 500 people. So that's kind of my task right now, what I'm looking for.
Excellent. And does it matter if it's in Eugene area or Salem area? Does it matter specifically where they have to be?
They prefer Eugene.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll put it out there. Maybe we'll have, even through this, the networking, we can find a place. That would be fantastic. And at Charlie Kirk's events, I mean, we play him on KSLM News Talk Radio. He does such a great job, just principled, factual activism. He's so good at laying it out. And I know that you're kind of, what is your role with Turning Point in your area?
I'm the president of the Eugene Turning Point USA Community Hub.
Mm-hmm. And so they're constantly giving you information on how to reach out and be a representative in that area. And the cool thing is that this is in your job description, what you're doing, right? With all these events and things. But you're also an active mom. You have a real estate business. You've got a lot of things going on in your plate. How do you find time for this? Because some people out there are going, I'm just too busy. I can't do this. Or I'm afraid that I'm going to get canceled. Afraid that they're going to, you know, publish my information and come after me next. How do you go against that fear that people have?
Well, of course, anything worth doing isn't easy. Everything comes with a risk. I know that some people are restricted by their jobs. They can't, you know, they can't afford to just, you know, just be fired from their job. Part of the reason why I'm hosting the summit so people can see that there are options out there or different avenues that they could take in order to accomplish, you know, things that matter.
Right. Well, I'm curious to find this out from you as well. You know, a couple years ago, someone would have said to me, well, first of all, if someone would have said I'd be living in Oregon, I went, no, I don't think so, but here I am. Secondly is, you know, if someone would have said we would have had all of these mandates and these orders that we've had to live under here in Oregon, and even right now, across the country, people that have lived in free states, they have no idea. They have no idea the kinds of things we've lived through. What do you think about yourself a couple years ago to what you're living through now? Did you have any indication? Did you have any? Were you in kind of a naive state too? And then here we are?
As a conspiracy theorist. you know, my community's kind of always seen this coming. I didn't think it would come so fast, though.
Sure. So rapidly in 1 year.
Yeah.
We would see our liberties just going
in a matter of a month.
In the wayside. What do you think our greatest threat is right now, you know, nationally, even down to the local level? What is the greatest threat?
I think the greatest threat is the personal intimidation of well, and the monopolizing of the conversation between, well, conservatives and leftists. We've been convinced by them that, you know, their politics isn't politics and our politics is just bad, so shut up about it, while they're doing all these things and using businesses to, you know, to donate to Planned Parenthood or to, you know, or to tell their employees to be less white, and we're not allowed to talk about it because we're just being told to, you know, don't talk about it or you're racist.
You bring up a really good point, and I love the fact that you use the word leftist, because here's the thing. In my day and age, liberals versus conservatives, and really the true liberal is conservative. A conservative is a true liberal in the sense that liberals tend to look at both sides of the conversation. They don't shy away from a true discussion and reasoning together and looking at a helicopter point of view and learning from one another. This generation, this movement is truly a progressive leftist movement. They've left the liberalism completely out. And even my college education was a liberal arts degree. He wanted to get, you know, trained up in several areas so that you're a well-rounded individual and a citizen. And that is just when you leave out a participant in the conversation or their ideas, their thoughts, their perspective, their values, you cancel them. You just have a one way of thinking. And if you don't think that way, then you're nothing.
Right.
And I think that's a huge threat to where we're
at
right now.
Just completely dehumanizing people because of the way that they see things.
And you being a mom of young children, what's going on in the schools and with what we've had to walk through with the masking and these small children that are, these are learned behaviors and so impressionable in their young minds. You know, it's difficult for me as a grandma. I think it's so abusive what they've done to our children at the hands of the public schools and the doctors and all of that. As we walk through the season, of course, now with Governor Brown, Governor Brown is releasing, you know, us of all these rigid guidelines and things. You know, June 30th was the, you know, we've arrived or whatever. The next 3 or 4 months or 5, 6 months, you know, I'm optimistic, but yet on the other hand, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. What's your thoughts there?
To the Kate Brown thing, I mean, give it 2 weeks.
She'll come up with something else, huh?
Yeah. But in terms of the school and children's education, my daughter starts kindergarten next year, and I am not sending her to a school where she has to wear a mask, and I'm not sending her to a school where she's going to be indoctrinated learning critical race theory. Like,
yeah, it's troubling. It makes it makes us question when we're getting away from the basics that kids need to be productive adults.
However, the backlash that the schools are facing is working. I have heard of several school districts where the parents went. I mean, I'm sure read the article, the dad that got arrested because they weren't letting any parents ask questions after they just said that they voted in critical race theory and the dad got arrested.
Oh,
I forgot what state it's in.
Maybe Louisiana. I can't remember either.
It sounds right. Yeah. I'm not sure, though. I'll have to recheck. We'll look. But several schools have been revoting it out after they get all this backlash. And after the parents voice their concerns, they turn around and they vote it back out. So it is working. The backlash is working. It's not an impossible situation.
Exactly. And people are realizing that their best government is the local government. We've been talking about that, that you need to get activated. You need to get engaged, need to get involved. And that's why the Leadership Institute training on the 14th of August is going to be instrumental in that. And then also this Freedom Business Summit. Business Freedom Summit.
I'm confusing it
with a Freedom Business Fellowship that we do here in Salem. I'm excited about that too, for people to network together and see that. And I'm learning every day. Oh my gosh, it's great to know that these networks are developing and they're blooming, and that we can get behind one another and support one another, because there are still, even today, even with some of the regulations releasing a little bit, there's still businesses through their corporate mandates and policies that are requiring things like masks or show papers that you've been vaccinated and things like that. And friends, it's just clearly not required. They're not even allowed. It's not lawful for them to ask.
Well, it's like after a year of these businesses being bullied and threatened, and they're keeping the mask policies, and people are saying, well, they can do what they want because they're a private business. Well, where was that when they were being bullied for the last year?
Exactly. And the other part of that is private owned businesses, but they're serving the public. And you've got to be mindful that their discriminatory actions will have consequences. And as individual citizens, we've got to stand strong for our liberties and rights. And I maintain businesses, we vote with our feet. We vote with our checkbook, I guess we don't use checkbooks as much, debit cards, right? And we vote with our dollars. And if there's a business that's still causing a grief, don't go there. Or what about starting a new business that would serve the people who are willing to fight for liberty and fight for freedom, right?
And that's part of the, you know, part of the, what I was saying about taking the initiative and running with it. If you see a problem in the system or you see something that you don't like, start your own. the way that Mike Lindell is starting his own Amazon, because current Amazon is promoting cop lives murder or whatever.
Oh, no. And definitely core values and agenda that doesn't line up with ours. Where do you find your strength? Inspiration?
God.
Oh, good answer. And how so? I mean, is that something you've always had or more so over the last year? Talk to me a little bit about that.
I was raised conservative Christian. And about when I was 15, I wanted to find where these values come from. You know, why are they right? Why are they good?
Right.
So that's kind of just been my quest is finding where do my values come from? Mm-hmm. Why are they right?
Mm-hmm. Not just because mom and dad say so.
Right.
You want to make them your own. And I think that's a great journey to be a part of. And certainly with what mm-hmm. you've walked through this last year, you know yep. that God gives you strength.
And it makes it harder to be backed into a corner when mm-hmm. you know where your values come
yes.
from.
Yes. And I maintain if we know who we are and whose we are, we can have that boldness and that confidence and mm-hmm. and be able to move ahead. And so you've got some fun things coming up right around the corner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, again, how do people get a hold of you?
You can find me on Facebook. My Facebook name is Heather Ruger, or you can follow me on Instagram at Basic Right Girl.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I appreciate you coming in to the studio today and visiting with me, and hope you have a wonderful 4th of July. You got anything special planned?
I am actually going to the Cresswell 4th of July celebration, mm-hmm. and I'll be actually giving a speech on cancel culture and how to survive a doxing.
Excellent. Awesome. That's fantastic, Heather. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I look forward to staying in touch. Stay in touch. Let us know. Send those links over to us so we can post it on our Facebook page and things
awesome.
Like that. Okay. Have a great day.
You too.
This indeed is a very special weekend as we celebrate our true freedom and liberty, the 4th of July. And I thought it would just make sense that we would find out a little bit more about our flag. And have you ever wondered, have you ever been to a military funeral when they folded the flag? Did you understand that there is significance to how they do it and why they do it? Well, I found this at a military.com website, thanks to my friend Sandy. And I thought I'd share it with you because she read it at our Freedom Business Fellowship meeting a couple weeks ago. And I thought, man, this would be really good to share with you all. So here we go. Most Americans have seen the traditional folding of the American flag at special events such as funerals. Have you ever wondered why Old Glory is folded that specific way? Much more than just pomp and circumstance, each of the 13 folds holds a very special meaning. The flag itself, the portion of the flag denoting honor, is the canton of blue containing the stars representing states over veterans served in uniform. The field of blue dresses from left to right and is inverted only when draped as a funeral cloth over the casket of a veteran who has served our country honorably in uniform. In the U.S. Armed Forces, at the ceremony of retreat, the flag is lowered, folded in a triangle, and kept under watch throughout the night as a tribute to the nation's honored dead. The next morning, it's brought out and, at a ceremony of reveille, flown high as a symbol of belief in the resurrection of the body. Meaning behind the 13 folds, the flag folding ceremony represents the same religious principles on which our great country was originally founded. The first fold of our flag is a symbol of life. The second fold of the flag is a symbol of our belief in eternal life. The third fold is made in honor and remembrance of the veteran departing our ranks and who gave a portion of his or her life for the defense of our country to attain peace throughout the world. The fourth fold represents our weaker nature. As American citizens trusting in God, it is Him who we turn in times of peace, as well as in times of war, for His divine guidance. The fifth fold is a tribute to our country. In the words of Stephen Decatur, our country, in dealing with other countries, may she always be right, but it is still our country, right or wrong. The sixth fold is where our hearts lie. It is with our heart that we pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and with liberty and justice for all. The seventh fold is a tribute to our armed forces, for it is through the armed forces that we protect our country and our flag against all enemies, whether they be found within or without the boundaries of our republic. The eighth fold is a tribute to the one who entered into the valley of the shadow of death, that we might see the light of day, and to honor our mother, for whom it flies on Mother's Day. The ninth fold is a tribute to womanhood. It has been through their faith, love, loyalty, and devotion that has molded the character of the men and women who have made this country great. The 10th fold is a tribute to Father, who has given his sons and daughters for the defense of our country since he or she was first born. The 11th fold represents the lower portion of the seal of King David and King Solomon and glorifies the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The 12th fold represents an emblem of eternity and glorifies God through the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The 13th fold and the last fold, when the the flag is completely folded, the stars are uppermost, reminding us of our national motto, In God We Trust. After the flag is completely folded and tucked in, it has the appearance of a cocked hat, ever reminding us of the soldiers who served under General George Washington and the sailors and the Marines who served under Captain John Paul Jones and were followed by their comrades and shipmates in the U.S. Armed Forces, preserving for us the rights, privileges, and freedoms we enjoy today. The source and date of the original flag folding procedure is unknown. However, some sources attribute it to the Gold Star Mothers of America, while others to an Air Force chaplain stationed at the United States Air Force Academy. Some sources also indicate that the 13 folds are a nod to the original 13 colonies. The flag folding ceremony is provided as a patriotic service.
Thank you for tuning in to my very first podcast, Movers and Shakers with Stacy Ann. Spread the good word, friends. Let others know about this daily podcast. Go to moversandshakerswithstacyann.com to learn more information. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to your favorite podcast method. There's many of them out there. If you have an Android or an Apple phone, certainly a podcast app, be sure to subscribe and share with your friends. And I want to encourage you to stay connected to me. Send me an email, stacy@kslm.news. Have a very blessed 4th of July weekend. And remember, God bless the USA. No matter what you're facing today, you and I, we're overcomers.